Eliminating the de minimis exemption that currently permits duty-free imports under $800 will have far-reaching consequences for the U.S. tea industry. This policy has benefited specialty tea importers, retailers, and consumers sourcing from wholesalers in China and Hong Kong, as well as tea gardens selling directly online. The negative impact on Vietnam and Southeast Asian growers that supply China's tea export network is less obvious. The U.S. decision to add a 10% tariff to the existing 7.5% duty on Chinese tea has already disrupted this ecosystem, penalizing quality-conscious tea enthusiasts and small businesses like Scott Wilson's Yunnan Sourcing, a reliable source of Chinese tea since 2004, with staff in both the U.S. and China. Wilson increased prices by 10% this month, quote, to deal with increased costs due to tariffs and the fact that no matter what shipping method we end up using to ship from China to the USA, we'll be paying all the tariffs and fees on behalf of the customer, end quote. This is the only solution that makes sense, he said. Placing the burden of paying the tariffs on the customer would be a nightmare for both Yunnan Sourcing and the customer, he said. Orders to addresses other than the U.S. pay the previous rate. Eliminating the exemption is in response to the surge in Chinese imports under the $800 threshold, with estimates suggesting that de minimis imports from China exceeded $50 billion last year, possibly doubling from previous levels. While addressing trade imbalances and security concerns may be a priority for U.S. policymakers, applying broad measures without sector-specific considerations will only damage industries reliant on small-scale, high-quality imports. Tea retailers are a case in point. For tea professional, the implications are clear. The cost of premium Chinese teas, already in high demand, will rise. Unlike commodity tea producers, specialty tea gardens operate on narrow margins and are unlikely to absorb these costs. As a result, Chinese tea exporters will divert their most sought-after offerings to Japan, Europe, Canada, and other markets where demand remains strong. From artisanal tea shops to online retailers and shoppers, American online buyers will face higher prices and reduced access to exquisite Chinese teas. Removing the de minimis exemption is a self-inflicted wound. Given that the U.S. tea cultivation is minimal and primarily focused on niche markets, the exemption will not boost sales by domestic producers. Instead, it alienates customers and businesses committed to quality, innovation, and the direct trade relationship that defines the modern tea industry. Rather than a blanket elimination of the de minimis exemption, U.S. policymakers should consider targeted solutions, such as industry-specific exemptions or revised duty structures that support small-scale artisanal imports while addressing legitimate trade concerns. Otherwise, this decision will only push premium tea further out of reach for American consumers, leaving U.S. retailers at a disadvantage while global competitors reap the benefit.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.